I'm Mary Dowson and I work at BCB, the community radio station here in Bradford. I'm a regular visitor at the museum and I have been in all its iterations. Film's a big part of my life, so sitting in Pictureville Cinema has been one of the joys of my last 25 years. So I've been part of the National Museum project right from the start. I was really interested personally and professionally in this question of how the National Museum can play a greater part in the life of Bradford and its communities, and how Bradford's communities can have a more meaningful role in the life of the museum. So I've been asked to reflect on a particular moment in the project, and the moment I'm going to talk about is something very early on in the project that made a lasting impression on me, and in many ways is at the heart of that big question that we're asking. So one day, very early on in the project, I came to the museum for a meeting. I was taken up and up the stairs, right up to the 7th floor. I was then swiped through and let in through these solid white doors that I have to say I'd never even noticed before. I entered into something that I can only describe my feeling as being a bit like a twilight zone. I was astonished to see what seemed like rows and rows of people tightly squeezed in side by side, sitting at their workstations, focused on the screens, in subdued lighting, almost in silence. All these people hidden away behind those white doors. Who were they? What do they do? Why don't we know them? Why don't we know they exist? That was a really symbolic moment for me. It was a feeling that there was this amazing resource of people in that room, but it was almost like locked away, a windowless room with no connection with Bradford and the world outside, not even a view over the city to look at Bradford and its life and its people. And I suppose I started to recognise that really a museum is not a building. It can't be. If we want communities to play that meaningful role, it's about relationships, and relationships are between people. So we need to make sure somehow that all those people behind those white doors find a way to become connected with the people on the other side of the white doors, the people of Bradford. I've been through those doors many times since then, but that first feeling hasn't gone away.